Attention Nevada Patriots. This is Captain Sam Brown, and I'm a conservative running for the U.S. Senate because the political class is destroying this country, our state, and our Republican Party. I'm a threat to Washington elites because I don't come from wealth or power. I come from small-town America. I'm a West Point graduate, and I nearly lost my life fighting in Afghanistan. I've lived a career of service and sacrifice. I believe in God, duty to country, and in our enduring Constitution. Those are the values the elites seem to have forgotten. If you're tired of the political class telling you how to vote, only to be let down time and time again, this is your chance to take a stand and support a grassroots conservative fighter. I've fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again. Join our grassroots campaign to give power back to the people. I approve this message and hope you do too. This is Captain Sam Brown asking for your vote.
Visit CaptainSamBrown.com. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and who enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up at 2:05, Chuck Muth will join us, the president of Citizen Outreach and the author of Muth's Truths. Today's Muth's Truths was told by two different people on Saturday at the Nevada GOP winter meeting that someone is doing a poll in Nevada's second congressional district, that's up north, pitting Republican Mark Amaday and Republican Douglas County Commissioner Danny Tarkanian. Is Danny looking to move into that congressional seat? Don't know, but this could be very, very interesting. Danny has always been a strong campaigner, good fundraiser, but he's never been able to until now, you know, essentially win a general election. And he's been on this program, gosh, many times. I only wish the best for him. I love Mark Amaday as well. That would be a tough one. That would be a tough race. Stay where you are. Coming up, we'll talk about problems at CNN and ABC. Oh, it is so sweet to watch people kind of hanging by their thumbs. And that's essentially what we have right now at CNN and at ABC News. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, on Groundhog's Day, it's a beautiful day outside if you're inside, right? Lots of sunshine, not much happening on area freeways except for a crash on Interstate 15 northbound at Russell. The off-ramp's right lane is blocked right there, so squeeze through and work your way to the left. Otherwise, moderate flows there on the 15 south of Flamingo, north at Blue Diamond. No major delays or restrictions on the 95 or the 215. However, lane restrictions are causing backups both directions on Interstate 515. That's between Main Street and Eastern. That bridge reconstruction is going to be taking place throughout 2022.
World-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions.
The NHL All-Star Game is this Saturday in Vegas. Last night, the Golden Knights wrapped up the first half of the season with a 5-2 win over Buffalo. With wins in two straight, Vegas with a two-point lead atop the Pacific Division over Anaheim.
8 seconds to get a shot here. Booker on the perimeter. Booker stops. Here's his three-pointer. Shazam!
Devin Booker with the three-pointer on the Suns radio network. Last night, a 121-111 win at home over the Nets. Booker with 35 points in the win. Michael Bridges, 27 points, 8 rebounds. Chris Paul with 20 points and 14 assists, helping the Suns improve to 41-9. The winning streak at 11. College basketball last night, a 69-58 win for UNLV over Nevada. The running Rebels at 13-9. The Wolfpack dropped to 9-10. UNLV's won two straight. Nevada with losses in three in a row.
I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and say it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So we're going to use humor. But we don't want to insult your intelligence, so nothing too goofy. And we need to avoid any polarizing topics. Oh, and it has to be about how you can save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. You know what? Maybe humor is a bad idea. Yeah, it's never going to work. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Hey, team, it's a full house. We got to pick up the pace.
At Hank's Restaurant, the line goes around the block.
Is this for 12? Okay, I need the truffle oil drizzle.
What he needs is another line cook.
Oh, man. Are the quail breasts still in the sous vide? Dave, can you keep an eye on that, please?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
When it comes to stopping Joe Biden, we Nevadans have the ability to do just that. For three consecutive polls, President Donald Trump's endorsed candidate for U.S. Senate, Adam Laxalt, is beating Democrat Senator Catherine Cortez Masto. Adam Laxalt is the leader we need who will win this race and turn the Senate back over to the Republicans. As our Attorney General, Laxalt sued the federal government to protect our property rights, and he won. He sued to protect our gun rights, and he won. He sued to stop amnesty for illegal immigrants, and he won. And Adam Laxalt sued to protect our religious liberties, and you got it, he won. Adam's a conservative fighter and an America First winner. That's why he's endorsed by President Trump, Governor Ron DeSantis, and other conservatives we trust. Adam needs your help, too. Join him and senior Trump advisors Rick Grinnell, Cash Patel, and Matt Whitaker for a Las Vegas office grand opening at 10 a.m. on February 5th. Visit adamlaxalt.com/events to RSVP for your free ticket today.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local, brought to you in part by New Hope Tax Defense. If you've gotten that dreaded registered letter from the IRS stating that you owe the government tens of thousands of dollars in back taxes, call New Hope Tax Defense, 402-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Make that call right now. It's wonderful when you see people who are absolutely evil and sinister meet the karma train, and the karma train just runs them right over. There is something to be said for that. Gentleman Jim Dallas been following his story, a couple of stories just in the last couple of days, one involving Whoopi Goldberg and ABC, the other Jeff Zucker at CNN, the president of CNN. And Zucker today announced that he's stepping down. Why?
Well, and he says it is about a relationship which was undisclosed to the powers that be, and apparently this relationship that Jeff Zucker had with when the relationship began, I guess they were both married to other people. So that didn't go over well, but at the same time, CNN is no stranger to, you know, some salacious material, which has been coming out of CNN, the Jeffrey Toobin situation. You know, he's the master of his own domain. If you're a Seinfeld viewer, you kind of get the gist on that. Chris Cuomo, you remember that he also had some troubles and was accused of sexual harassment, and a producer there, too, I think, for Cuomo. Don Lemon has been credibly accused of sexual assault as well, and now Jeff Zucker. But I kind of wonder, Kevin, if it's really about that relationship, which was undisclosed, which goes against a lot of rules for a lot of companies, or is it about the way that Jeff Zucker, over the past 8 years or so, has really tanked CNN into a left-wing rag, is what it has turned out to be. And just a couple of examples, the Russia collusion hoax, they doubled down on that for how many years?
Yeah.
Two and a half years.
And by the way, they were wrong.
They were wrong on that. The Covington kids, remember?
Yep.
They got sued for millions of dollars. We don't know. They didn't disclose how
much. But they settled.
They settled. Nick Sandman is a millionaire now. We do know that much. How big of a millionaire? Who knows? Of course, they were responsible for the hands up, don't shoot lie about Michael Brown. Remember when the incident occurred there outside of St. Louis a few years ago? And of course, the hands up, don't shoot. That even the St. Louis Rams, the Rams were playing in St. Louis at that time, they even chimed in on the hands up, don't shoot lie, which had a lot of legs. And again, those are just three examples of fake news from CNN that a lot of the other media conglomerates glommed onto as well. But and Whoopi, I mean, this is the thing, and being in broadcasting, we know this, Kevin. You know, one, especially if you're on the right, one thing can get you thrown off and you know, banned forever. I don't know if her two-week suspension after the Holocaust comments, saying that the Holocaust was not about race because it was white on white, and even the Jewish co-host Joy Behar. If you see her reaction when Whoopi said that, I mean, she was taken back.
Yeah.
And then you have people like Jonathan Greenblatt of the Anti-Defamation League, not to mention random Twitter users. They jumped all over her. And then she goes on the Colbert show, Colbert, and she talks about it. And she didn't really apologize in that. Now, I will say this, just for disclosure, she did apologize later, but she recorded that on the Colbert show before she apologized, about 8 hours after the broadcast of her very insensitive comments about the Holocaust was not about being about race. So,
well, and by the way, as of this morning, there are reports out of New York that people around ABC are livid, and they want her gone. Not suspended, gone.
I think that's the only way, and maybe that's the proper way. If you'll recall that, you know, Chris Cuomo, same thing. Remember, they suspended him, what appeared to be for a few days, and then finally the negativity, the weight of it was just too heavy, and they just finally said, hey, let's just cut bait. And then it was all about the payoff, whatever it was. I think Cuomo wanted $15 or $18 million, something like that, to buy out his contract. So who knows about the money part of it? But this is horrible PR, and it's horrible for the show, which I think is an awful show anyway. But when you add controversy to a bad show, that can't be good, and the people at ABC are trying to look out for their bottom line, I think.
I think so, too. Gentlemen, Jim Dallas, we'll be back to here a little bit later on. Stay where you are. Do not touch that. We're going to get into the Spotify controversy involving Neil Young and all kinds of different folks. And, in fact, Brian Kilmeade had an amazing response to all of this nonsense, especially coming from Jen Psaki and her dismissal of folks like Joe Rogan. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
I'm little Timmy. I'm a tax person. I know numbers good. What are deductions? Audits sound fun. Let's get an audit.
You wouldn't let little Timmy do your taxes because he's not an expert and would get you arrested for tax evasion. So when your car needs repair, stick with the experts at Meineke Car Care Centers, your one-stop shop for total car care. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is Amy with New Hope Tax Defense. Have you received a letter from the IRS? You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse, so you ignore it, and then another letter arrives. You wonder if this will keep you from getting a new job, or will the IRS seize your home? There is hope. New Hope Tax Defense. Our dedicated tax professionals will be with you every step of the way. Once a comprehensive evaluation is complete, we will discuss your options with you. Recently, there have been reports of companies preying on taxpayers and demanding their fees up front, promising to eliminate their tax liability. Don't be a victim to these fly-by-night tax mills. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com. That's newhopetaxdefense.com to schedule your free consultation. We aren't a call center. We have offices in Nevada and California and want to meet with you. There is hope. newhopetaxdefense.com. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com.
There's a child in Kenya, or Sierra Leone, or India, or Bolivia, who you could connect with. And through Child Fund, it's possible. We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect with each other. And when we do, we make things better. We connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. That's what Child Fund is about. Together, we co-create, support, and sustain connections that lead to greater well-being for millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and their countries, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. His and yours. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
A few years ago, Steve Faircow's lungs were failing.
I don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received a lung transplant made possible by an organ donor. Now Steve can do things he never imagined, like climbing 94 floors to the top of a skyscraper.
I never knew that breathing could feel this good. It's an incredible gift.
What could you make possible as an organ, eye, and tissue donor? Leave behind the gift of life. Go to organdonor.gov. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is official. Crosby, Stills, and Nash will cut ties with Spotify over the Joe Rogan podcast just after individual members Neil Young and Graham Nash left the platform. But now the boys in the band are turning on Spotify. And I'm just going to tell you, this has been wild to watch. Brian Kilmeade this morning on Fox and Friends responded to Jen Psaki's reaction to this whole Spotify controversy. Listen to Brian Kilmeade.
Disclaimer, it's a positive step, but we want every platform to continue doing more to call out mis and disinformation while also uplifting accurate information. Our hope is that all major tech platforms and all major news sources, for that matter, be responsible and be vigilant to ensure the American people have access to accurate information on something as significant as COVID-19. That certainly includes Spotify.
So what is misinformation? As Joe Rogan brilliantly pointed out on Sunday when he just grabbed his iPhone and talked in his garage or talked in his backyard, he said, is it that the genesis of the pandemic came from a lab? That used to bring a get you banned from YouTube or Twitter. Now it's pretty much conventional wisdom. How about the fact that the vaccine is supposed to prevent you from getting this virus and you can take your mask off? That was considered misinformation. Now it's basically fact that we're all living with. How about the fact that the masks that you put on are supposed to be effective? And how about the fact that now on the cover of Newsweek, it's basically face decorations? How about the fact that what we just, Ashley just read to you, that Johns Hopkins, that fly-by-night organization that is fully funded by this guy named Mike Bloomberg, billions of dollars every week, they say that lockdown shutdowns and the staying out of school and being locked in your house is actually worse for you than before. Now, if I said that 8 months ago, you probably would have got banned or suspended from social media. So what Joe Rogan's doing is asking questions, and the arrogance of the Biden administration is, how dare you contradict what our CDC changes and flip-flops all the time, what we consider the law of the land when it comes to this pandemic, when you consider science needs to be questioned, and all he's doing is asking questions. And he humbly said, yeah, if you want me to put somebody who disagrees with someone who feels a certain way when it comes to pandemic, I'll start doing that. But for you to ask for more artists to quit, for people out there, for to ask more artists to jump out of Spotify, and for you to ask him to Spotify to crack down on their number one guy, who all he does is ask questions. Because if you ask Taylor Swift and Madonna and Adele, if you ask them to leave, no one cares about Graham Nash and Neil Young. You know, if you're 70 years old and you used to listen to your albums, go ahead. I don't think that'll stop you. But if you start asking the pop artists now, prepare for those pop artists to lose 50% of their audience, yeah, because you're asking them to take a side now on music because a guy asked questions of a doctor with impeccable credentials that may have a differing opinion from your scared to death CDC director, right, who sits there in her lab on an iPhone and continues to tell us things that ended up being wrong.
Brian Kilmeade is right on the money. And as a guy that in his former life used to fill in for Brian Kilmeade on Fox News Radio, he's a smart dude. I mean, he really honestly is. He is no dummy. And he has come up with this, and I think it's brilliant. Speaking of brilliant, Tom Brady last night announced his retirement. And it's kind of sad. A lot of people thought he had a little more left in the tank and that he ought to keep playing. But Troy Aikman was on Fox and Friends this morning. This is Cut 5, by the way. And this is his reaction to the Tom Brady retirement, not letting this thing drag out and essentially cutting to the chase. Here it is.
At 44, he had football left in him. Did you get the sense this was the last year?
No, I really thought that he would come back for when he goes out clearly on a high note, not as high as he wanted. They were close to maybe repeating this year as champions, but what a career.
Troy, do you remember the time or a Super Bowl where you thought, this guy is not just good, he may be the best ever?
Well, he was in that conversation for a long time. We had the game in Houston when they came back and they beat the Atlanta Falcons in the Super Bowl for his fifth Super Bowl at that time. And I said it in our post-game comments that he clearly was the greatest of all time. He had now won more Super Bowls than anybody. And I think it's undisputed. I think there are those athletes in sports, regardless of the sport, you could make a case and say this person's the greatest, and it's what makes sports great is those debates. But as it relates to the greatest football player of all time, I know Jim Brown would have a lot to say about it, but in my opinion, and I think the majority of most people's opinions, it will be Tom Brady.
I agree with Troy Aikman. There has never been a player quite like Tom Brady. And now he is moving on with the rest of his life. And at the tender age of, what is he now, 44? Yeah. At 44, he's got more football left in the tank. But, hey, he's getting out on his own terms, and more power to him. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Don't forget, coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to talk about an education topic, and it's called restorative discipline, and how it is failing in a lot of different communities. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Heard nightly, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, only on AM 670.
It comes from Washington, darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for, our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
I'm okay.
You're not okay.
It's normal to have diarrhea and stomach pains.
Sometimes, but not as often as you do.
I've got this under control.
No, you don't.
It's time to let that voice inside your head be heard. Urgent diarrhea and chronic stomach pain can be signs of Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation can help you learn more and even find a specialist. Don't keep your symptoms to yourself. Get help at spillyourguts.org.
It's all about
Las Vegas, live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.